No.
I was wondering, the stand is that thing that you have for the table, right, for molasses?
Well, we called it the molasses stand.
I think I heard of somebody say a lard stand. I was wondering if they kept lard on the table and some kind
of... You mean...
whether a stand meant an individual container.
No, I don't think so. It probably did in some instances, but... Mm-hmm.
And the thing that you would fill the stand from the barrel, you take something with a spark.
It'd have a funnel.
And the funnel was made of metal?
Yeah.
And for bottles, how did you keep liquid in bottles? How did you?
I suppose they use a funnel to do that, but I don't remember any liquids in bottles.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any corks? Or,
yeah.
For what?
Corks, just think about the bottle that you might buy. I guess I could have to refer to medicine and snuff. My mother used to dip snuff, and she'd have a snuff bottle with that cork in it. And the other, you know, kind of bottles with cork, that's about all that I remember.
Any glass for the top of a bottle?
No, I don't remember any.
No glass stopper. I think you mentioned paper containers at the store, but when you bought cloth, they wrapped it. If you bought things from, say, the grocer, from the grocer, what would he put them in?
In paper bags.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
And different size sacks that you would get. I think you mentioned, how about fertilizer would you buy?
A long time ago, people didn't use fertilizer. I guess the soil was in pretty good condition. But fertilizer used to come in cloth sacks, mm-hmm. and from that the paper bags.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the cloth sacks, do they have a name?
There were different types of fertilizer, and all of it had its own name. Is that what you mean?
No, I meant the difference between toe sack and croaker sack.
Oh, yeah, the croaker sack and toe sack, I believe people think of them as the same.
Mm-hmm.
But now the fertilizer was in cloth sacks. And it was neither, you know, this burlap stuff is what they call the toe sack and the croaker sack. Well, the fertilizer wasn't in that type of bag.
Oh,
it was just solid cloth.
Well, it was.
Mm-hmm. People use that cloth for anything they wanted to. And sew it together and make sheets, spreads. People who embroidery and crochet like that, they take those bags and make pretty bad spreads. I never did because I never learned to needlework.
Hmm. Yeah, cotton cloth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Must have been expensive, wasn't it?
I don't think that you had to pay for the cloth then, but I'm saying you would now,
mm-hmm.
because they charge for everything now. And fertilizer wasn't nothing like as high as it is now, and yet it was in cloth bag. And now it's in paper bag, and you just discard those because you can't use them. And now people who peddle, they might use them, put the beans and peas and potatoes in there like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that anything extra was charged for the bags.
Mm-hmm. But you reused them?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever use them? Were they nicely absorbent? Could you use them for towels?
Yeah, towel, pillowcases, anything in the bottom, I'll use them for.
Yeah, it's kind of bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And different kinds of, you mentioned a creek. What's smaller than a creek? A creek is smaller than a river, and
mm-hmm.
smaller yet is a...
I don't know of anything. Let's see. They don't use the word brook much, but that's something that's smaller than a creek. But the only thing that we use, the term that we would use, speaking of the water going down through the field, would be the creek.